Hello, everyone, and welcome to Do What You Love and Love What You Do, featuring people from all around the world, music, sports, friends, entertainment, adventure, broadcasting skills. You can have your very own adventure right here on The Red Zone. I'm Samantha's World with my lovely and amazing co-host. Welcome to the Red Zone, everyone. Today's podcast is brought to you by all of our top sponsors: Anchor, Spotify, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Deezer. Go to Spotify.com/US for 3 free months on us. Go to Deezer.com/US for 3 free months on us. And as always, welcome to the Red Zone. Today's podcast is our news weekly podcast, where we talk about news and upcoming activities, both with celebrities and also, we do regular news. So we're going to be talking about different news topics and celebrity news topics. So to start us off, Mystic's World from the Red Zone has a new update on someone we're all very familiar with who recently passed away. So take it away, Mystic's World. Yes, I agree 100%. I think it's important to celebrate the people who save lives and rescue people, especially those who were there to help show the true light and meaning of what happened in the situation. Okay, next up, we have other related news. So you all may not be aware, but Governor Cuomo of New York was basically removed from being the mayor slash governor of New York for being accused of sexual misconduct against women, and a whole bunch of stuff had happened to him. Well, recently we do have new news related to him. The news related to him is that his brother, who was on CNN as a news anchor, has been terminated from being a CNN news anchor. Now, a lot of you might say, well, what happened with him? Well, according to recent news released by CNN themselves and actual other news such as Fox News and Forbes, his brother used CNN's searching abilities to be able to find out information against his brother's accusers and use that against his brother's accusers in order to threaten them to not threaten his brother and to leave his brother alone. He not only used information from CNN, but did research and sent threatening emails. And according to some of the information released, he actually physically went and found people and threatened them. So he is fired and pending litigation and investigation into how or what he used or why. So that's an ongoing investigation, and we will update you more on that. But now we're going to head back over to Mystic's World to see what other news he has for us. Take it away, Mystic's World. Yes, I agree. You know, one thing is I actually know how to shoot a gun and I know how to shoot a bow and arrow and all that. And it was very sad and disappointing, and RIP to the students, the family, the faculty, and everyone who was hurt at Oxford High. As well, we also send prayers and love out to the family members of the victims and just everyone grieving right now. Just ask that God be with them and show them a light or whatever they believe to help them become a better person. Because I believe that giving your kid the opportunity to understand how things work the proper way and not the wrong way. There are great courses out there. So for those of you who are parents who are saying, well, fishing or whatever, there are teachers and professionals out there that can help your kid so that he knows the proper way to handle something, when to shoot, where to shoot. And there's also help for people who are having mental issues. Now, for one, my co-host and partner, Mystic's World, is now working with veterans. So if you are military and you're struggling, there's actually veterans homes and programs for you out there so that you can get help as well. Because everyone, no matter who you are or where you are, if you're ever struggling, there's a lot of government programs out there to help you. Now, next up, we're going to be talking about a news topic that I know about, which is entertainment news We're going to be switching it up and going into Entertainment Weekly. So now this is our Entertainment Weekly segment. So for Entertainment Weekly, we have recent news. You all know that Britney Spears is now free Britney. That's right. The conservatorship over Britney Spears has ended. She is no longer a Britney Spears prisoner. Well, come to find out, there is another group of people in Hollywood who are also saying that they have been threatened by the government, had their family members harass them. And who is this? None other than Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, pop star icons, fashionistas of the Roxy brand, who say they were forced into acting, movies, and film, who also say they were forced to become skinny, wear clothes, design, and everything, and demanded to be the brand for girls in the early 90s to late 2000s. And they have since been a popular brand. Well, they broke the scene by saying they were also suffering from some of the stuff that Britney Spears said, including mental health abuse and having to visit mental health homes and different places. So they were one of the first people to step up. The other group of people are an anonymous group of people who said they worked for the company, none other than our very own Walt Disney World. And they made statements stating that Walt Disney has ties to none other than a bad place known as Jeffrey Epstein's Island. So they are claiming that he has ties to that, that Walt Disney believed in all kinds of German Nazi things in the early days, and he had a lot of weird beliefs that led to the factors of what's happening in a lot of today's economy. But they wished to remain anonymous and said they would not release any information to the news at this time. But they believe that what's happening in today's economy, including not limited to the coronavirus and the pandemic, has a lot to do with what was written in Disney movies, and quoted that Disney movies have predicted what will happen in the future for the last 4 or 5 years. Next up in our Entertainment Weekly news, we all know that Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian and all the Kardashians have been news pops for years to come. Well, now they have a new Kardashian. Yep, that's right. They had a secret Kardashian that they never talked about or released. Well, it's now released on the Roku channel. He has his very own show called Kirby Jenner. So you can watch his new show, and he is a detailed help to the Kardashians. How he helps the Kardashians, he's the brother they never talk about. He's pretty much a icon in the Kardashian family, and he's making a statement now. Is this really because they want him to make a statement, or is it so they can stay relevant? We don't know, but we can't wait to see the show and check it out for ourselves. Next up in the Kardashian family news, we have Khloe Kardashian and Pete Davidson now dating. So we're going to take it over to Mystic's World to talk a little bit about that and some Entertainment Weekly news that he has. Take it away, Mystic's World.
Hello.
you. Okay, so with the last bit of entertainment news, if you didn't know that they're dating, well, you might be confused because people thought that they were dating for love, but it's actually not for love. They're actually dating as a basically a dating for fame. Yep, that's right. Pete Davidson is now in all kinds of commercials, such as chip commercials, toothbrush commercials, pretty much every commercial you can find. Now, people were crediting to it that he was in that movie and he got famous. How did he get famous? Well, the Jenners helped him out in becoming famous. According to his new girlfriend, that she kind of pushed him to go for his dreams and, in fact, encouraged him and knew that her relationship with Tyga was on the out and he was on the in, stating that just because Tyga's a rapper don't mean he's all that in a box of chocolates. Wow, she had a lot to say about Tyga and really got a little bit with the vulgar on him. Apparently, her and Tyga's feud isn't just a little bit. It's still on and coming. You never know what might come out of it. But if you have any entertainment news or news you'd like to share about people famous, let us know in the comment section below. We'd love to know what you have to say. And as always, we're going to take it over to Mrs. World for our final closing entertainment news or news-related podcast. And then he's going to close us out. And thank you for joining me, Savannah's World, here on The Red Zone. We're on all social medias. I'm at Price of Sound on all social media. And he's at T. Wine Gotti on most social media and Holly Jolly Gotti on Likey. So please be sure to follow us both on social media. And Mystics World, take it away. Welcome to the Red Zone. Thank you for joining us here. And again, thank you for the 2021 Spotify Wrap. We had a great year, almost 1,000 more listeners. So we're super excited for that. Please be sure to share us out to all of your friends, family, co-hosts, support us, share us out, let us know what your favorite episodes are in the comment sections below. And thank you for joining me, Samantha's World, with your lovely and amazing co-host. Welcome to the Red Zone.